Are you all set?
We're all set.
Okay.
Can I have your names, gentlemen?
My name is Davey.
Sanderson.
I was principal of Kitchener Street School during the days of the Depression.
And Mr. Sanderson?
And I started to teach at Burnaby South in 1931, and then was principal at Spurling Avenue from 38 to 40.
Could you perhaps give a description of the neighborhood surrounding your school?
At the time of the Depression?
During the Depression.
Well, on the whole, it was very depressed. It was the east end of Vancouver, basically. And most of the homes were not too ornate. The vast majority of people there were working class people of the, what you call them, lower working orders. But mind you, there was a smattering of skilled people amongst them, too. But it was a very small percentage, maybe only about 10%. But the vast majority were those who were just getting by and no more. And when they lost their jobs, they lost everything.
South Burnaby probably was a little easier off than North. Burnaby South, I had been there as a student up to 1926. And I didn't notice too much difference when I came back to teach. One thing rather is interesting now. The school hadn't grown from 26 to 31, and it grew very, very slowly during the Depression. In other words, the general population was almost static. Now, Spurling Avenue is a different story. Spurling is just on the other side of the tracks, and is partially in what we would call North Burnaby. But in those days, it was almost rural. There was a dirt road to get there, by the way. Mm-hmm. Spurling Avenue was a gravel road, and that was 38. Youngsters there went to, this was a very small school, only four rooms, and the grade 7 and 8 boys and girls went to Capitol Hill for home economics and manual training, and they walked. It was about 1.5-2 miles.
It's a good 2 miles,
sure. And they walked there, thought nothing of it at all.
Rain or snow,
didn't matter.
Before the Depression, what? How was the school system set up? Your elementary grades, your junior high, your high, and also...
Well, there were only two sections, the elementary and the high school. The elementary went to the end of grade 8, at the end of which time the youngsters took an entrance examination. And if they passed the entrance examination, they went on to high school. If they didn't pass the entrance examination, they quit school.
At grade 8?
At grade 8.
Right.
And then, first of all, for the early part of the Depression, the early 30s, there was only three years in high school.
That's right. And there were only two high schools.
Burnaby South and Burnaby North. That's all. The fourth year in high school was added around about 1935, somewhere in through there. Could have been a little bit earlier, but it was early in the 30s. And I feel that part of the reason was to keep the students in school for another year.
That's right. The excuse given was they had an expanded curriculum.
That's right.
Including a lot of physical education, which they didn't have before.
Well, that was the excuse, Jack, and it's quite right. I mean, actually, as far as physical ed was concerned in those days, you ran around the football field.
Either that you pranced in the classroom or something.
You ran around the field in between the stumps because, quite frankly, that's what you did. But the real reason was to keep young people occupied for another year.
That's right. Well, we at Kitchener did more than that because we just had an unplowed field for a long time. But when the Depression came along, they were looking for work. They dug up by hand the playing field down below on quite a slope. The unfortunate thing is the money gave out before the job was finished. So we had to get the youngsters to bring shovels and rakes and whatnot and finish the job for ourselves.
It began as a relief work.
Pardon?
A relief work?
It began as relief work.
I see.
You might be interested in this. It is something similar. Spurling Avenue, when I went there, there was no field at all. None.
No.
There had been a clearing in the bush. And I mean bush. So thought, well, let's get at least a little bit of a football field, soccer field. The school board said, no, no way. So I got the grade 7 and 8 boys and girls. The women's lib wasn't around, but the girls helped too. And they brought spades and shovels and picks and everything else. And the youngsters actually made a field. Now, the interesting part was that one of those days, now, of course, we kind of skipped school while this was going on. The important thing was to make a field. And a relief crew were working on the road in front of the school. A lot of these fellows were relatives of the children in school. They were very happy to loan us their equipment, but they wouldn't lift one arm to help us make the field. And really, those youngsters are to be credited with a lot of get up and go, because they actually made a field for themselves.
It was that or no field.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You did it.
You mentioned there was an expanded curriculum.
Well,
besides the physical education.
They stress more physical education and health and guidance and whatnot.
Yes, in the early part of the 30s, there was no home economics or industrial ed. There was a very small commercial group.
You mean in the high school?
In the high school, right. I'm just talking about the high school, because there was no junior high, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And this would be from grade 9 on. Now, there was a home ec and manual training, as they call it, in the elementary. It had been for years.
For grades 7 and 8 only.
But that's where it ended there. And in high school, there was none of that. Not for the first while. And it was some time. Oh, I imagine it'd be about 38, Jack, before it was added.
When this expanded curriculum came
in. And that was their expanded curriculum.
You must realize that the high schools in those days were preparatory to university.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all they were.
That's all they were.
Academic studies.
Mm-hmm.
And as long as you got your academic studies, the other things didn't matter.
Yeah, it'd be interesting for you. I'm sure you people would appreciate this. At Burnaby South, now some of the other schools may have been a little different, but the sciences, for example, were simply physics and chemistry. That's all.
That's right.
There was no botany, there was no biology, there was no zoology, there was no geology. You took a science major, well then you took both physics and chemistry, and buster, that's it. There were, in the languages, there was French and Latin, there was no Spanish, there was nothing else. Just now, this is what we mean when we talk about an expanded curriculum. Subjects such as Spanish gradually started to be used. Biology just got in. Now look at the number of people today that study all of these subjects, you see?
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that at the elementary level they had some training in what would be the clerical and industrial arts, your shop courses.
No, what they took was what they call home economics. The girls spent one term in cooking, very rudimentary cooking,
mm-hmm.
and then they spent another term in making a dress or something of that nature. At one time, when grade 7 was taking it, the girl's job in grade 7 was to make the apron which they used in grade 8.
Mm-hmm.
And that was their project for the year. The boys took manual training largely in woodwork. There was not much metalwork.
No, there was very little
electricity.
No.
Nothing of that nature at all, just woodwork.
No.